Title: EQ Basics for D&B Beginner. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing EQ Basics for Drum and Bass in Ableton Live, and we're keeping it super practical. If you can EQ a D&B track decently, your mixes instantly get cleaner, louder, and way more intentional without you fighting for headroom or slamming a limiter just to feel energy. Here's the big picture. In D&B, the low end is royalty. That's your sub and your kick relationship. The mids are where punch and groove live snares, reesses, synth movement, and the highs are what create that sense of speed and air, hats, rides, breaks, all the fast texture. EQ is basically how you assign space so those areas don't trip over each other. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a mini D&B mix that feels real, a kick, a snare, a break loop, maybe an extra hat layer, a clean sub, and a mid-bass reese. And more importantly, you'll have a workflow for EQ that stops clashing early, so everything you do later, compression, saturation, limiting, all behaves better. Let's set up like a D&B producer. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is totally normal, but 174 is a nice home base. Now make two groups, a drums group with kick, snare, break, and hats, and a bass group with sub and reese. Then, on each channel, load EQ 8 early in the chain. Not necessarily before sound design if you're still building the sound, but is your first mixing move. The reason is simple. In D&B, EQ is often the cleanup and space-making step that makes compression and saturation predictable instead of chaotic. Before we touch anything, quick orientation in EQ 8, because this device is your main weapon. You've got the spectrum display. Use it, but don't worship it. It shows you where energy is building up, but your ears decide what's good. You've got filter shapes, high pass for cutting lows, low pass for cutting highs, bell for precise cuts or tonal shaping, shelves for broad brightness or weight changes. Then there's Q, the width. Here's a beginner rule that will save you. Cut problems narrowly, boost tone widely. Meaning, if something is annoying, use a narrower Q to remove it without wrecking the sound. If something needs more character, use a wider Q so it stays musical. A good starting point, wide Q around 0.7 to 1.5 for shaping, narrow Q around 3 to 10 for surgical cleanup. And one more feature, that little headphones icon. That's band solo. It's amazing for hunting resonances, but don't get trapped in it. We'll use it briefly, then immediately listen back in the full mix. Okay, let's start with a kick. On your kick channel, insert EQ 8. In D&B, your kick usually has a few key zones. The thump somewhere around 45 to 80 Hz depending on the sample, punch around 90 to 140, and click or attack around 2 to 5 kHz. And then there's a common enemy, mud, usually living around 200 to 400. First move, usually, don't high pass the kick. People do it automatically and end up with weak drums. If you suspect there's useless rumble, you can do a very gentle high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. Maybe 12 dB per octave. That's just cleaning sub-sub junk that eats headroom but doesn't sound like anything. Now, to find mud, make a bell around 250 Hz with a Q around 2.5. Tweep it between about 150 and 450 while listening in context. When it gets boxy or like someone put the kick in a cardboard tube, that's the spot. Then pull it down maybe 2 to 5 dB. Don't go crazy. Small cuts add up. If your kick isn't reading on small speakers, this is the classic D&B issue. Your sub is huge, but your kick disappears unless you have some click. So try a wide bell around 3 kHz, hue around 1.0, and boost just 1 to 3 dB. You're not trying to make it harsh, you're just giving it a hey, I'm here on phone speakers. Cool. Now the snare. On the snare channel, insert EQ 8. Your snare is the timekeeper in D&B. If the snare feels right, the whole track feels faster and more confident. Snare zones. Body around 160 to 220 Hz, ring or honk around 400 to 900, crack around 2 to 4 kHz, and air around 8 to 12 kHz. First, high pass the snare. Try 90 to 120 Hz, and for this one you can go steeper, like 24 dB per octave. You're not trying to keep low end in the snare, you're trying to stop it competing with kick and sub weight. Next, listen for that annoying ringing tone. Put a bell around 500 to 800 Hz, Q around 4, and sweep slightly. If it sounds nasal, whistly, or like it's resonating in a bad room, cut it 2 to 6 dB. Now add crack if you need it. Wide bell around 3 kHz, Q around 1, boost 1 to 4 dB. The goal is crack, not pain. Optional. If it's dull, a gentle high shelf around 10 kHz, plus 1 or 2 dB, can lift it. But here is the teacher note. Don't brighten a snare to compensate for overly dark hats or a muffled break. Fix the correct element. EQ is best when it's a role assignment, not a desperation move. Also, a warning. If your snare is too thick around 200 HC, it can fight bass harmonics and make the whole mix feel stuck. That's one of those DNB-specific problems that makes rollers feel slow. Now let's EQ the break. On the break track, at EQ 8, breaks are tricky because they're vibey, but they're also messy. They often come with low-end rumble that competes with your kick and sub, plus harshness in the high mids, especially if you pitched it or time-stretched it. First move, high pass the break, usually 120 to 180 HE, 24 dB per octave, and you choose the cutoff by ear. Keep raising it until the break stops stealing weight from the kick and sub and then stop before the break turns thin and boring. Second move, harshness control. Put a bell somewhere around 3.5 to 6 kHz, Q around 2, and if the break bites or feels like sandpaper on the ears, cut 1 to 4 dB. This is one of the biggest My Mix Sounds Pro moves in DNB, because aggressive breaks can destroy your headroom and fatigue the listener fast. If it's fizzy, you can also low pass gently around 16 to 18 kHz at 12 dB per octave. That's not mandatory, but it can keep the top end controlled. Now here's a really DNB workflow move. Duplicate the break into two tracks. Make one called Break Top. This audio version is shortened for playback.